Now, how about this local hero out of our northern suburbs? A dead set legend, Ken is. Every other day, Sydney trains are shut. Like, the whole system fell apart last night, didn't it? It took people hours to get home, but the buses aren't much better. They run late. Sometimes they don't show up at all. When they show up, they're chock-a-block. And a bunch of major bus operators announced on Monday that they're making temporary service adjustments because of a driver shortage. So the buses, they're just arriving less frequently. Well, one man has decided he's sick and tired of waiting for the state government to get things sorted, so he's taking matters into his own hands. Ken Wilson was filthy when his local bus route, the 272, got cut, and that runs from Willoughby into the city. Well, with no replacement service in sight, Ken decided to start a GoFundMe campaign to start what he's calling a pirate bus route.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot, drink up.
Well, the pirate bus had its first trip on Wednesday morning, and they were all dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow. Well, Ken Wilson joins me now. Ken, thanks for coming on the program. Why is it called the pirate bus route?
Well, it's modelled on pirate radio in the UK. So what happened there was the BBC didn't want any rock and roll, and so they wouldn't let anyone broadcast rock and roll. So they had to hire a ship and sail it up and down the English Channel, and it was legal to broadcast from there. From that, they eventually succeeded. They got rock and roll on British radio.
So you're the rock and roll of the bus services from Willoughby.
Well, the pirate bus is similar. We do have services to the city, but we've lost a third of them, and so you can't get on them anymore. So we thought we'd better run some so that we can.
So how frequently are you running the services?
I've only run one.
You've done one trip. But how many people did you get on the bus?
It was half full. But what happened? See, like, I think they're onto us, and there was a busway's bus following it. And when we got out on the main road to pick people up, there was no one there because there were buses everywhere. We've never seen so many. So I think they're sort of gaslighting us a bit as such.
So was it about you sending a message to the government? Hey, look, I know you've cut the 272. Lots of people rely on it. We still need our bus.
We do. And the other thing is, mate, it's not just us, it's everybody. Everybody who lives anywhere near the CBD, you know, like, cars are great, but you can never park the buggers anywhere, and some people don't even have parking at home. So buses are like treasure. And we're going to need more because we've got more people living here, and we're not getting them. And what's been happening, and the bus union puts it quite well, is they steal your buses and they give them to someone else.
So you get have you got plans?
Thousands of new buses, but actually they've been nicked.
Have you got plans to do more, Ken?
I've got money for another one. But the interesting thing that happened as a result of this week is we've now got two ghost buses. So the government announced we're now getting two extra buses, and we looked in timetable, couldn't find them, and they are the ghost buses. They actually ran today, but they're not in the timetable.
Oh, well, Ken, at least a pirate bus sounds a bit more fun than the ghost bus. Anyway, good on you. I appreciate you coming on the program, Ken, and good luck with you taking matters into your own hands. The government cuts your service. The government cuts your service, and Ken comes to the rescue. There you go. That's Ken Wilson. He's a Willoughby resident, and he runs a pirate bus service to help people on the North Shore get into town.